What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Major concerns for parents in one Nassau County school district after high levels of a toxic substance was found in the school's gym floors.
Basically, our kids were poisoned.
Anthony Mihalesco says his son has been wrestling on the gym floors at the Glen Cove High School for years, and now doctors say the 17-year-old has high mercury levels in his blood, and the school says mercury was found in the flooring.
My son now has been displaying some of these symptoms of chronic exposure. Depression, anxiety, his hands kind of tremor a little bit, there's memory loss.
His son no longer wants to be part of the wrestling team his senior year.
He's been probably exposed to the mercury vapor for 3 hours a night.
The school district says they are redoing the gym floors after the discovery of the mercury. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, on 92.3 FM in Glen Cove, Long Island.
Governor Hochul is in Harlem this morning, and she says her crackdown on retail crime is paying off.
I wanted to ask my team, well, how are the numbers looking? Is it making a difference? Because I judge by whether or not the crimes are going down. Well, we're down almost 12% just from last year. And as I talked to some of the business owners I stopped in on my way here, they feel it as well.
Hochul said it's all thanks to more than $40 million invested in dedicated theft teams, stronger penalties for serial offenders, and new protections for retail workers. Her office says the state is now on track to push retail theft numbers back down to pre-pandemic levels. Free parking just got even harder to find on the Upper West Side. About 70 free spots between West 73rd and 86th Streets have been switched to meters. The city's Department of Transportation says it's part of a smart curbs program meant to create more turnover for local businesses after many spaces were converted to loading zones. But council member Gail Brewer says the change happened without proper community input, and residents only found out when the new signs went up overnight. Some drivers even say they woke up to parking tickets. Well, the fall season may still be a month away, but pumpkin spice latte waits for no one.
For many people, this is the day that they circle on the calendar to get their first pumpkin spice latte, but not for this guy.
Today's the day, so are you inclined or no?
No, definitely not today. It's too early.
Ever?
Nah, probably
I'm a mocha frap guy. I stay away from the spice.
I'm just straight up black espresso with ice.
So you're doing this coffee and fruit, so you're...
That's it. Yeah, I know. Today's the first day my daughter's psyched for it, but I'm really not. I stick to my espresso with ice and water. That's it.
So no, but do you get the attraction or the excitement or not really?
I do, but maybe not this early in the season. It's not even fall yet.
He says he loves pumpkin pie, but not quite ready for this yet. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. The Starbucks here on Route 17 in Ridgewood.
Residents are seeing some water flow again in Patterson after the city's third water main break in a month, but thousands of people still under a boil water advisory. The Passaic Valley Water Commission says a 42-inch pipe burst over the weekend, impacting 18,000 customers, and crews found the third leak while making repairs. Officials are blaming aging pipes, some more than a century old, and even earthquakes. The boil water advisory remains in effect for parts of Patterson, Prospect Park, Haledon, and North Haledon. If you like chicken nuggets, then you gotta sing along. Well, you have to really like chicken nuggets for this. $100 for six of them? Only at the U.S. Open. The U.S. Open's food court is selling chicken nuggets, topped with caviar, of course, six per box, along with creme fraiche and pickled veggies. Well, some fans say it's the worst chicken they've ever had. Others call it the perfect bite for the tournament's over-the-top vibe. It's in good and expensive company, too. Drinks at the event can top $20, and basic tickets run into the hundreds. And it was an emotional night last night at the U.S. Open as Venus Williams took the court for what she says was her last match of 2025. The 45-year-old tennis legend fell in three sets to Carolina Mukova, but she says the result hardly mattered to fans inside Arthur Ashe Stadium.
People in this stadium, people in the United States, people around the world were really rooting for me. And that felt great. That felt great to have that kind of support.
Williams spoke about pushing through years of injury and illness and said getting back on the court healthy was a victory in itself. The Bronx is getting a hefty investment in public safety. Borough President Vanessa Gibson says $1.5 million will fund her Clean Streets Are Safe Streets initiative, aimed at cracking down on illegal dumping and improving quality of life. She spoke to 1010 Winds and said it's all about teamwork.
We need parks, we need NYPD, we need sanitation, all hands on deck. And I think the connection and coordination with the agencies is an important one. They all work together because they realize that they are serving the borough in a different way.
The plan includes more than $1 million for the NYPD, another $500,000 for sanitation, mostly going to installing security cameras. There's been a fatal hit and run in the Longwood section of the Bronx. A 32-year-old woman was found on Bruckner Boulevard and Leggett Avenue just after midnight last night. She was rushed to Lincoln Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. The driver had taken off, police say. The driver's yet to be caught. Police Commissioner Tish had a message for Attorney General bonding on policing in New York. Tish said, "We have no need for the National Guard here, even as their deployment has been repeatedly threatened by President Trump."
The president continues to tout the success of the National Guard in Washington, D.C.
In the last 11 days, again, I hate to say it because it sounds so ridiculous, but in the last 11 days, we've had no murders.
So what about New York City? Attorney General Pam Bondi hearing it from Police Commissioner Tisch in a face-to-face yesterday that happened at police headquarters. Tisch reportedly telling Bondi, "Keep the National Guard out of New York City. We're doing just fine here without it." What does this guy think? Would you welcome the National Guard? Or?
Well, if it helps, yeah. Well, if it brings down crime and it stops violence or whatever, it's going to stop, yeah.
The president also signing an executive order yesterday that would cut all federal funding to states and cities that use cashless bail. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Midtown.
D.C.'s cashless bail policy dates to 1992. It empowers judges to decide if defendants pose safety risks or risk of flight. It also allows judges to hold suspects in detention facilities before trial. An overnight fire badly damaged part of an apartment complex in Woodbury, leaving residents displaced and a firefighter hurt. Fires broke out just before 1 a.m. at the Eagle Rock Apartments on Fairhaven Boulevard. About 100 firefighters helped to bring it under control in less than an hour. All the residents got out safely, but six of the apartments were left uninhabitable. The Red Cross is helping those families. One firefighter was treated for smoke inhalation and is expected to be okay. The cause still under investigation.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.